This is a programming note. The following introduction was recorded after Christmas and therefore may not reflect the Christmas spirit which would be normally expressed by someone who was recording this just before Christmas, who was anticipating Christmas with excitement. So if you're listening to this year's episodes of the Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Christmas Show, you're listening to them next year as a warmer upper for next Christmas, then this episode's introduction may not necessarily help in that regard. In that regard, you should go back to week one and two of this show. If you're listening to this, overcomplicating this. Basically, if you're listening to this in December 2014 and going, oh, I want to get into Christmas spirit, I think I'll listen to last year's Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Christmas Show series. Well, by all means do, just don't listen to the introduction to this episode that's about to follow, which was recorded after Christmas. Just listen to her, whatever, it doesn't matter. Nobody takes this stuff seriously anyway. It's just a show. It's no more serious than some fella at a circus jumping up on a trampoline and then jumping down and breaking his neck. It's no more serious than that. It's all just entertainment. If the lion eats him, it's all in the spirit of entertainment, just like as it has been for thousands of years before. The gladiators used to do it. You put the gladiators together in your ring, and Caesar would stick his thumb up and say, hey, you're doing a great job, and then he'd stick his thumb down and say, it's all over now, get the lion to eat you, because the lions have to eat too. No matter how entertained you are, the lion has to eat, and that'll entertain you further. Hello to Christmas's future, past and present, and on with the introduction. You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. Not only is the Christmas season over and done with and finished and over with and finished and done with for another year, we're all sick to death of it. We don't want to hear sight nor sound of it till at least Halloween of next year, I'd say. We've all just had enough of it. We've drunk all the drink that needs to be drunk. We've eaten all the turkeys that need to be eaten. We give them the leftovers to our cats. All basically just sick to death, to Christ, to hell, the Christ of Christmas. And here we go with week three of the Into Your Head Temporarily Daily Christmas Show. Christ. Nature's Winter Tale by me. Beyond the dew glazing, where dew water is hazing, another world does exist. Animals bury themselves like merry little elves, preparing themselves to exist through to spring. Somewhere in the midst, a creature in dire straits, in vain flusterings to assemble its mid-December nest. The wind is too strong, and she waited too long. Around and afar blow the straw and the leaf. What a life for a sparrow, an extended summer, a sojourn in South America. It became an autumn, she forgot to go home until now, and the weather's against her. Oh fuck, she says. Now, I know what you're thinking there. You're thinking he read that wrong. Well, he'd be wrong about that. The correct phrase is, he read that incorrectly, which indeed I did. I should have read animals busy themselves, not animals bury themselves. Animals don't go around burying themselves, especially not sparrows. Sparrows don't bury themselves until they're dead. And then they don't really bury themselves at all. They just flop on the ground and wait for themselves to rot into the ground. If they were employed as cemetery buriers, they'd be given a very bad mark on their record if they claimed that they had buried themselves when they've done it that way, I can tell you. They'd get sacked. They'd get the salt. Oh, it wouldn't really matter because their they're already dead. But nonetheless, no, you can't just flop on the ground and call that a burial. Although maybe from the point of view of a creature who spends much of its life high up in the air, going all the way down to the ground is perhaps a burial, because you're going deeper than where you were before. If we were creatures who lived underground, we'd probably expect our burials to be far much deeper in the ground than where we usually are. But I'm just postulating now. I'm doing nothing but postulating. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You're allowed to postulate. It's the third week of the Into Your Head temporarily daily Christmas show. And if we all we have left to do is postulate, we've covered all the main issues that need to be covered. I've even dug out one of my old poems for you for the week that's in it. What's the week that's in it? It's basically the week after Christmas. The week after Christmas, the week when the new year arrives, and we all say, oh, look, we're still writing 1987 on our checks. Well, it's relevant because you're writing a check for €19.87. But don't write it in the date field. In the date field, you're right. January the 1st, 2014. And then you say, look, I wrote the date right. Haven't I? Great. I've got my head together. Unlike most of the people in this country, I've got my head together. I'm able to conjure up what time I'm living in, just so I can write it down on that. They're all cheating. They've all got their eye telephones out. It's got the date right up at the top of them. They don't even have to think about it. So it's all bollocks. If you ask me, two sparrows walk into a bar. One of the sparrows goes straight up to the bar counter and says, hello, can I have a pint of your finest Guinness, please? And the man behind the bar says, Christ, there's a sparrow in here. Who put that bird in here? Jesus Christ, we're going to get shut down by the regulatory officials. You're not allowed to have a bird in a freaking bar. Not that type of bird, anyway, I can tell you. No, a filthy piece of crap that fell down from the sky and that itself contains filthy pieces of crap that it often showers down from the sky on top of people, and now it's sitting up on my bar. At least have the decency to sit on the stool that's designed for arses. The bar top is designed for eating and drinking off. Don't sit on that, please. Sit on the stool. And the sparrow says, oh, very sorry about that, and hops over onto a bar stool and says, oh, I see what you mean here. This is a stool. It's hard for me to tell the difference because they're both quite high up off the ground, and I associate sitting down and being out of the air as being right down on the ground. For of course you people, you don't sit on the ground at all. You have all these levels. You have one level there that's intended for sitting on, and another level there that's intended for plonking your points down on, and another, oh, it's like one of those 3D chess games that they play in the recreation area on Star Trek The Next Generation. I don't watch much about of that myself, being a sparrow. I know, I see what you mean. And the man behind the bar says, are you going to leave, sir? And the sparrow says, do you want me to leave, sir? And the man behind the bar says, yes, I do. Please leave, sir. And the sparrow says, oh, that's unfortunate. I came in here in the spirit of Christmas to celebrate and share a pint with my fellow beings with whom I share this planet. Some would argue that I have more right to this planet than you, but I don't, because I'm not a frigging arsehole. I'm just a sparrow. I do have an arsehole, admittedly, but I don't go around sticking anything to people's faces. You've just become obsessed with it because you think we go around shitting on you on purpose all day. No. If you happen to live underneath our toilets, the other way around is what I meant to say. If we sparrows happen to live underneath your toilets, then we could say that you go around shitting on us all day, and even then it would be unintentional. So try to look at things from other people's point of view. And the man behind the bar says, Christ. Oh, Jesus, holy mother of Christ on a popsicle stick. And the sparrow says, happy Christmas to you too, sir. And the barman says, you're not going to tell me that you celebrate the feast of Saint Nicholas, are you? Or the feast of Jesus's birthday, or any of those other feasts that people celebrate during what we diplomatically call the holidays. And the sparrow says, well, as it happens, I do. I like to celebrate everything. I'm a very celebratory, positive, upbeat type of creature, and I like to celebrate. There's nothing like a bit of celebration, I can tell you, every now and then. I get out my harmonica and I go. And then I go on like that for 10 minutes, and then I say, by the way, what are we celebrating today? And then someone takes out a hat, and we pick a celebratory topic out of a hat, and we celebrate that. You don't need an excuse to celebrate. You just need to pick what are you going to celebrate, and you say, let's have a there's lots of pop punk songs about that, isn't there? There's a celebrate. Celebrate, it'll be, isn't that Madonna? It'll be alright, celebrate. Celebrate, it'll be alright. And the barn behind the bar says, for one thing, I don't think that original Madonna pop classic from the 1980s will involve the harmonica in any way. And I'm pretty sure to damn Christ as hell that if it did, it was the harmonica wasn't being played by a sparrow. And the sparrow says, you're probably right. Probably guess one of those musicians that you hire, those once-off musicians that you hire for a once-off job in the studio. You never hear the names of again. They just go round from gig to gig to little jobs like that. And the man behind the bar says, this is getting a little silly, if you don't mind me saying. And the sparrow says, well, it is the week after Christmas. It is known to many in the media as the silly season. Or is that the week during the middle of August? Or is it both? I forget which. There's a couple of weeks during the year, I'm sure, that are considered silly season. Seasons where there's no news, and even if there were news, it wouldn't be dealt with on this podcast. It's not the frigging BBC news quiz of the year or anything. No, it's just into your head, and we're all feeling a bit Christmas is out, Christmas out at the moment, I think, if you don't mind me saying so. And the barman says, I do mind you saying so. How dare you come into my bar, firstly be as a sparrow, and secondly, trying to bring down the Christmas spirit from here. We're all perfectly capable of celebrating Christmas for another week. Those of us who have time to do so, anyway. Anyone who works for the fire brigade or any of that stuff needs to get back to work. But even then, I think you'll find that while they're sitting in their waiting room, on call, ready to go if the sirens go off, they've got their Christmas cakes out. And they've got their Joker's hat and their things that they blow, and their, all the usual party stuff. And the sparrow says, indeed. Anyway, how's that Guinness coming along? And the barman says, what Guinness? How's what Guinness coming along where? And the sparrow says, that Guinness that I asked you for, how's it coming along in terms of its coming into being in the form of a drinkable beverage for me, your customer? And the man behind the bar says, that's a bit presumptuous to call yourself my customer. I didn't say you were my customer. And the sparrow says, do customers normally have to wait for you to designate them as a customer when they come in here? They stand and wait and say, oh, you're all right, you're a customer. You're not all right, you're a customer. I'm not sure enough, I need to check your credentials. And the barman says, as a matter of fact, that is the case. Our bouncer is off duty tonight, though, so I'm doing a bit of that for him. Now, can I see some identification? And the sparrow says, well, usually we're identified by David Attenborough examining traces of our species. So tell me where you want to do it and I'll do it. And the barman says, never mind. And a great night is had by all.
You're listening to
the Into Your Head podcast
from Ireland with your humble proprietor, Neil.
Follow Neil at twitter.com/intoyourheadpod and pretend to like him at facebook.com/intoyourheadpodcast.
Remember, we value the opinions of you, the humble and ignorant listener. Email Neil at studio@intoyourhead.com.
Into your head.
Monkey. Monkey Nuts. That's what they called them. It's not far now again till it'll be Monkey Nut season again. When is it? Is it? We've had chestnut season. We've just finished chestnut roasting on an open fire season. And then we have Monkey Nut season. That's Halloween. That's later in the year, I know. But the first 6 months of the year always go by in a flash. Before you know it, you'll drink yourself into unconsciousness tonight. And then the next time you wake up out of your coma, it'll be pretty much July. And then, sure, they start selling the Halloween stuff the following month, and you'll be wondering, what happened to the first 6 months of my year? Did I drink myself into a coma again? Well, the answer is either you did, or it's that relative thing that the scientists are always talking about, where they say as you get older, time seems to go by faster. It goes by, and maybe it's you that's going by time faster. Maybe time is standing perfectly still. Has that ever occurred to you? And you're going past it, or maybe you're going the wrong way. Maybe you should check your map. You might be going the wrong way just because you think time is linear. You might be, maybe you're supposed to be going at an angle, a slight angle. Get out your compass. That's where we make the progress in this universe, when we figure out how to use both a compass and a watch at the same time. It's no coincidence, I can tell you, that a handheld compass looks a bit like a handheld watch. One day we'll merge the two. It'll say, oh, where are we going? Well, I'm staying right here, but where am I going in relation to time? And you look at your yoke and it'll say, oh, well, the sun is shining down on my head like that, so I should move slightly to the right in order to not get sunstroke while I'm standing here trying to figure out where I'm going. I also need to take into account that I'm 38, and that, according to scientists, the first 6 months of every year now appears to go 3 times faster than it did when I was 15. So I accordingly slow down. I need to slow down, not in terms of my physical self. I need to slow down my progress through time. And the only question that leaves then, once you figured all that out, is how the freaking hell do I do that? And the answer is you can't. Even Professor Stephen Hawking can't control time, although he may claim that he can. Even if he has figured out how to do it, he's unfortunately, tragically, physically disabled, so he wouldn't be able to actually do the physical stuff involved. I suppose he could tell someone else how to do it. He would get in some young fella. And he'll say, hello, you've got hands and legs that work, haven't you? Well, please enact the following instructions. You and I together will change the universe. And the young fella will say, that's great, how much will you pay me? And Professor Stephen Hawking will say, well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? That remains to be seen. And the young fella will say, I think you're a little out of touch with how the employment law and industry works. You're supposed to pay people a fixed wage. And Professor Stephen Hawking will say, I'm Professor Stephen Hawking, I do it my way, like Frank Sinatra did. And everyone was fine with him. He said, I'll do it my way. I'll do it my way. Of course, he's dead now. Dead as a doornail. But I'm Professor Stephen Hawking and I'm alive. So who are you going to listen to? Me or the late dead Frank Sinatra? Or are you going to go and track down Frank Sinatra Jr. and see if he's taking over the business? Is that what you're going to do? All he does is go on episodes of Family Guy with a talking dog. You know what to listen to. I tell you, if any son of mine starts going on Family Guy and doing stuff with a dog and mocking my science, I can tell you there'll be wigs on the green. I'll come back and haunt him. I tell you, I won't be restricted to this machine when I come back as a ghost. I can tell you, oh no, and I'll probably have all the mysteries of the universe solved by then, because if I've worked out half of the mysteries of the cosmos during my lifetime, imagine how much more I'll get through once I've learned where we all go after we die. And I'll just know everything. I'll basically be God probably after that. And then people will say, oh, this Professor Stephen Hawking, he's getting a bit much, isn't he? And then other people will say, now don't forget, this is just a fictional, exaggerated version of Professor Stephen Hawking that's in the middle of a podcast. And then other people will say, well, is it not based on the real one? And then someone else will say, what do you mean, is it not based on the real one? Do you mean, is it based on the real one? And they'll say, no, I mean, is it not based on the real one? And then someone else will say, I think you're overcomplicating things a little. Keep your questions simple. That's what Professor Stephen Hawking would say. And someone else will say, oh, that's not what he'd say at all. He'd say, make your questions as complex as possible and consider them a challenge and answer them. And someone else will say, yes, but I don't think that's what he meant by it. And then someone else will say, Who are you to cram words down the mouth of Professor Stephen Hawking, who can't even spit them out? You're going to choke him to death when you do that. And someone else will say, this is terrible. And someone else will say, we've only a couple of minutes left to fill, though. And someone else will say, well, you can put in an ad for the Amazon thing, and that's even less time to fill. And someone else will say, this is one of your worst episodes ever. And someone else will say, I disagree, and I reserve the right to disagree. And someone else will say, you can't reserve a right that you don't have in the first place. That's like saying, I reserve this chair in this restaurant for me. You can't say that if it's already being reserved for someone else. You don't have the power to do so. It's not like you can say, by the power invested in me by Grayskull, like they used to do on He-Man. And someone else will say, what about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, though? They thought they had all the power, but then they got translated over to England and they had to change it to Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. They weren't even allowed to be ninjas over this part of the world. And someone else will say, what difference does it make? It's just words. It's just words, and they were just moving images on cartoon paper. Anyone can get a book of cartoon paper and draw some hedgehogs or turtles or whatever they wore on it and call them ninjas. Not going to change the world in any way whatsoever. And then everyone suddenly agrees. Apparently, suddenly they all find a place where they agree. And this is how all wars get resolved. They keep talking long enough, you suddenly find something that everyone can find common ground on, and everyone agrees. And let that be the Christmas message that we learn today. Good morning. Into your head.